This million-dollar chase is exciting times for the world of greyhound racing, and tickets actually go on sale today. Tony Mestroff, the CEO of Greyhound Racing New South Wales, joins us. G'day, Tone.
Hey, TK, how are you?
Yeah, good, good. Can you tell everybody how it works, Tony?
Yeah, sure. We've got tickets on sale today, this morning at 9 o'clock. At $20 for general admission for adults. Children under 16 are free. You can go on our website, www.milliondollarchase.com.au. Obviously, all proceeds from the race go to rehoming greyhounds throughout New South Wales.
And that's certainly created plenty of interest in the greyhound industry, Tone.
It has. I've been out to about seven regional tracks over the last 3 weeks, and it's been really well received. We've had an opportunity to attract local media and interest, which is fantastic, and it's been a real positive. I actually met your cousin, Laurie, at Tamora.
Oh, right. Yeah.
He's got a greyhound called Wild Josh into the regional final. So
I'll have to have something on it, mate.
Oh, you'll stop it. You'll stop it.
So, been really well received and real positive for the industry.
This is great. The fact it goes Bathurst, Lismore, Maitland, Wagga, you mentioned Tamora, Grafton, Nowra. It's all over the place, Tony.
It is. And given the regional people a real positive for the future, I think most importantly, they've got a smile on their faces, and they haven't had that for a long time. So it's really important that we keep positive. The final will be really competitive. I've seen some really high-quality dogs in the region. I saw a good one in by, trained by Ruth Maddie at Bull Eye on Saturday night. So that dog will be more than competitive. So look forward to the Interstate Raiders coming in on Saturday at Wentworth Park.
Yeah, there's not only the million-dollar chase, Tony, but there's some other good races on that night as well.
Yeah, there's the Masters Meteor, which is, we've got one end, which is for $1 million. Obviously, the other end is for a dog that's over 45 months old and over 40 starts. It's going to be racing for 100K. So a real battler out there has the opportunity. It's been in the industry a long time to win $100,000. And look, we just want to keep our older dogs racing longer.
Which is great. With the advent of the Everest and the Kosciuszko, Tone, and this is a good initiative from the world of greyhounds, is there the thoughts of a sweepstakes sort of set up for that as well?
So we're actually looking at other concepts we can come up with into next year. Obviously, this is an inaugural event. We wanted to give the industry a real push and say, look, we are around here for a long time, but we're definitely looking at other concepts. There was a really good concept in Queensland around State of Origin this year. So we're looking to partner up with Queensland maybe and have a State of Origin down here. So we've got a few concepts we're looking to in order to make the industry sustainable.
Okay, so we'll leave it. Tickets on sale today, and go to the website.
Go to the website, www.milliondollarchase.com.au. 9 o'clock, they'll be ready for you. And we just want to get a packed house. We will be able to announce some entertainment over the next couple of days. We're talking to one of Australia's premier bands, so should be a great night.
Do you give your old club, the Rabbitohs, a chance this weekend?
I do. I know they've been through some turmoil, but I think I saw Anthony Seabon at the airport a couple of weeks ago, and he was pretty confident. He's got a good crew. Dave Fern is a good assistant. I'm sure they're going to get up. I think it'll be a South Melbourne Grand Final.
Good on you, Tony.
Thanks, guys.